It's a fresh start and it feels good.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
It's Triple M breakfast.
Quick fun fact, if you're an MJ fan, King of Pop, they're actually producing a movie, a biopic about him called Michael, coming out to cinemas in 2025, which is actually just next year, by the way. And his nephew, Jafar Jackson, is playing him.
Don't stuff it up, guys.
Good old nepotism, yo. So anyway.
Who better? Who better, though, to play him?
Yeah, I know, right? You'd think he might have had some time with him.
Baby.
I'm not sure. He's pretty
Jafar.
Young. Yeah.
Jaffa.
Yeah.
Jaffa a lolly?
It's not spelt the same way. But hey, talking of how to get names wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. Let us know if people get your name wrong.
Rip the mickey out of him in school for that.
Triple M Central Queensland
that and his
on our Facebook page. Anyway, controversial uncle. I was going to share my story about,
yes, sorry.
Frog
back
trauma.
On track.
I have to say, I've heard lots of people tell me how they've got these horrific stories that involved a frog. And quite often it's a green tree frog. And I just adore them. And they are not pests. They are our natives. And they also mean that your, you know, your greenery, flora and fauna is actually doing well if you have them in your garden. So I'm always really feeling blessed when I see them.
Okay. Can I just rewind a sec?
Yeah.
Did you say horrific? Was that the word you used? Horrific stories about green tree frogs.
Yeah. People end up telling me that something happened where they were involved with a green tree frog in a
wow
not great way, and then they're forever traumatized by them.
All right. In a green tree frog bust up. Has something happened to you recently?
Is well, yeah, so this wasn't involving a green tree frog, but on the weekend in my garage, I was cleaning things out, tidying stuff up because it's kind of a storage area for us. And in the bookcase, we have some storage cubes with like kids' stuff, right? Because I have a daughter.
Yes.
She's had all this craft and stuff over the years.
Okay.
Anyway, I tipped it out to have a little sort through, and this little tiny frog, it was small, but it was not meant to be in there, so it absolutely shocked and horrified me. And I've never seen one like it, and so far I haven't been able to find what it actually was. It was a black one with orange dots on the back. I've never seen that one where I live.
An unidentified.
And it's not a cane toad, but it's not a green tree frog either.
Unidentified frog, a trespassing frog at that.
But I'm sure it's a good one because it's Australian. It's not like a pest, like a goddamn cane toad.
Well,
anyway.
Can you imagine that if you looked it up and it was like a...
I know, like a deathly one. I know, and then like, oh, I just let it out into the
Patagonia.
Yard.
Patagonia.
I know, and then I feel like I should have killed it. Anyway.
And you're like patient zero for this whole epidemic of... So, sorry, can we just... I want to circle back again. I hate to circle back again, but yeah. Did you say you're traumatised?
Yes!
Traumatised!
Revolting! And then I had to try and guide it out of my house because I did a hopeless effort at trying to collect it by having a plastic bag around my hands. Do you know what? The feeling of that thing, I actually was like, clicked it off. I can't do it!
You poor thing.
Ew! It's just an ew factor, and so I had to, like, follow him and be like, get out, go, and jumped out the back door.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Should never have been
sorry.
There, but I also had questions. I was like, have you been eating enough? How long have you been here? Where's your family?
Yeah, true. So the lid was on the thing.
No, it wasn't, but it was very high. So I reckon that frog had no chance of jumping out again.
This is a curious case.
Oh, it's so much to it. But anyway, I know there is frog trauma sufferers out there.
I don't know.
On 133353, I had a frog fall out of a storage cube in the garage. Little tiny one. Didn't recognize it, but it wasn't meant to be in there. Absolutely ick, horrifying, scared me. Then I had to shoo it out of the house.
Oh, wow.
And then you feel like, well, you feel like you're surrounded. You're like, are there more? I don't want to continue cleaning because...
Like a bad dream.
God, what if there's a family of them?
I had a frog. He once... There was a break and enter late at night and he held up the whole family.
Mm.
Asked for 100 grand in ransom. So that's my frog trauma. 133353.
Did you kiss him as well?
turned into a prince. 133353. What's your frog trauma?
Tim, did you have a frog trauma story this morning?
No, not a frog trauma, a snake trauma.
Snake trauma?
See,
well, here
we go. I think now that's an animal you can attach trauma to.
Go for it.
Saturday, I was sitting along in my Isuzu dual cab truck.
Yeah.
Saw a bit of flash of movement on over to my left. Saw a snake tail disappearing down from the back of the cab, down into the floor at the front where I've got parts and bags and things. It's my mobile workshop. And his head came up. and I thought, do the smart thing, don't make any sudden movements. So I, and he was standing in the footwell around my feet. So I lifted my feet up around, knees up around my ears. Ugh. It was a bit ugly because I'm 6'4", so...
Wait, Tim, are you on the move at this point or are you parked?
No, I'm on the move, mate. I'm on the move. I was doing 100 k's an hour with cars behind me. I couldn't put my foot on the brake because I reckoned he was down there amongst somewhere, but fortunately this truck got exhaust braking, pulled off to the side of the road, just enough for him to get the truck off the side of the road. Cars up my clacker, couldn't open the door because of the cars coming, had to wait for them.
Oh my God. Out,
opened the driver's door, couldn't see him, went round to the passenger's door, opened it up, couldn't see him, back round to the driver's side to try and find something. Here he is, wrapped around my clutch and brake pedal.
Wow.
Gave him a bit of a poke. He disappeared and went back across to the passenger side and watched him go out the... went round the front of the truck and watched him come out the passenger side. Oof. Down onto the grass and out the table drain. He was about a four-footer.
I'm so glad you got to see him, leave the premises.
Can we... And just for context... A little frog was in a craft box in your garage, was it?
Stop it! It wasn't meant to be there!
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Get more after this.
Does someone get your name wrong on 133353? We'll take your calls this morning. A co-worker of ours has been getting mine wrong. Do you know who it is?
Hands up. Excuse me, how do you get Anthony wrong? I'm so curious.
The Anthony on the radio. How
apart
do you get that
calling
wrong?
Calling you Tony, but that's just, you know, shorthand. That's what we do.
Yeah, which you will be sacked if you call me that.
In your dreams, mate.
Yeah, my name's everywhere in this building, you know. How do you miss it?
How do you miss it?
This, by the way, this is Kai.
But it's not spelt in an unusual way. I'm just clarifying. No, there's so many reasons why people get things muddled. But
got the wrong name. Period. Just a different name.
What?
Now, this is Kai. He's one of our roadies.
Yeah.
From Gladstone. So if you're in Gladstone, you would have heard him on a Monday, Wednesday or Friday saying, hey, I'm out here.
Yeah, Kai.
In the Triple M U.
Local legend.
Curtis Coast Auto Rockin' Roadie. He would call himself. I even know his nickname. And so he would... What's their job? They would sit in the car, the roadies, and they would have Triple M on. So they would hear all morning, Anthony and Pinky. Anthony and Pinky. And then he texts
Poor
me.
Things brainwashed.
Radicalized. And then he would text, and I would say, hey, Kai, do you mind just emailing this through quickly? And he goes, no worries, Andrew. Just done.
Andrew.
Where are you getting that from? And I thought maybe it's a typo.
Yeah.
But no, he'll email the thing through.
Stop it.
Where so he's typed in Anthony.Stefanos at the company address, but then signed off, here you go, Andrew. So, am I being showbiz diva by saying he should know my name?
No, I think that's general practice when you're sending, you know, contacting anybody.
Get the name.
Regardless of their job or anything. Get the right name.
Now, maybe. Now, we love, you know.
Andrew.
Kai's a sweet kid. I think he can get a little bit confused. Maybe muck up an alarm here and there. Muck up a name. Case in point in the Andrew thing, also case in point, I texted him yesterday saying, need to get to the bottom of something, happy to be on the show. He goes, yep, 7:40 works, no worries. We've been calling him in the break, see if we can get on to him. Let's try him again. Soon to be ex-co-worker, by the way, if we don't get through.
Oh, no need to be threatening, Andrew. Put your head in.
I'm a showbiz diva.
He's not going to.
Leave him a message. Do you want to leave a message? Hey, Kai, Andrew and Pinky here. How could you do this to us?
Call us back. Do people get your name wrong on our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland? Kerry says that people end up calling her Kelly. You're like, why?
But how?
I've got two questions. You're like, have they seen your name written, or is it just when you say my name's Kerry and they hear Kelly? But yeah, that would be annoying if it's happening all the time.
Yeah, that's so frustrating because it's completely different.
It's totally different.
Henrique?
Yeah.
So this is we're already
but
getting this wrong.
It could be Henrique.
Like Henrique Iglesias.
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah.
She said all the time. He or she?
Do you think it's she.
She said all the time, now I just go by hen. So everyone, you know, obviously makes chicken jokes.
Oh, gosh.
I actually wonder if we're suspects
doing
it wrong,
but that's where you can just ask someone, how do you pronounce your name? It's a pretty straight up question, I think.
Yeah, totally that's fair, true.
So that you just save all the embarrassment. Get beach smart with Tessellate sand-free towels. That's also lightweight, compact, fast-drying and super absorbent. Grab one at www.tessellate.com. We have these towels to give away this week.
And they are brilliant.
Just before the long weekend, if you call through to contribute on 133353.
Ilana from Yeppoon. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Who's got your name wrong?
Well, it was my daughter's name. Her name's Malia, but yeah. Everyone calls her Amelia. They decided to put an A in front of it.
Who decides to add a letter to her name? How dare they?
I know. Most of the time it's the teachers. They call the roles out and they go, Amelia. I'm like, no, her name's Malia.
Yeah.
So what I assume when they get the role, they're getting the name that you... Yeah. Enrolled your daughter at school.
Name.
So they've
That's
looked
right.
at that and
yeah.
gone, Alana's obviously spelt it wrong.
Yeah, we'll correct your mother.
Yes. Yes. It gets frustrating and my daughter just sits there, still waits for her name to get called out. I'm like, no, that's you. But yeah.
Yeah,
very
that's
frustrating. Well, for your troubles, we've got you a Tessellate sand-free towel. Don't go anywhere, Alana. Hold the line. I rush her off only because...
Is it Alana?
Wait, what did I just say?
Or was it Lana? Dunno this morning.
Oh, hard to tell. I rush her off only because Kai has called back through.
Stop it.
The man who's been calling me Andrew instead of Anthony. Kai, good morning.
Hey, man, how you going?
Andrew's doing pretty well, Kai. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Andrew and Pinky.
What is going on here, boys?
Oh, fuck. I got to be honest. The first one was actually an honest mistake. And then... The longer it went on, I sort of had to lean into it. So, honest mistake, the power move. Sort of, I just had to keep going.
These power moves.
Yeah, you're too embarrassed. You're like, okay, I just can't even correct it here. I'm going to just keep going.
I got to say.
In the time in between, I was trying to come up with a new nickname for you, Pinky, but I just couldn't figure it out.
To make out it was just your character.
Andrew and Patricia.
Everyone just new names.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
I have to say... I respect the power move play.
Yeah, just roll with it.
Yeah.
And then you put the onus on Anthony, the victim in the scenario, to actually correct you, but absolutely he didn't either.
Yeah. Just on the radio, I thought he'd do.
Well, I can think of another name for you, starting with a K sound.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Get more after this.
So yesterday I did a review about the Netflix show Boy Swallows Universe. Because I finished watching it on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, you and I were up to the same episode, but you've fallen off the bandy and for some reason you didn't keep watching it. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I haven't fallen out of love with the show. I just got sidetracked because I got called in to work on a massive story, actually, locally, a crime piece. And I've been blowing it wide open. Actually, I've got a sneak peek for you. Take a listen. The shockingly true story that rocked a small town.
You won't believe what this local council worker is capable of.
I just never expected someone like him to do something like that.
On Triple MCQ, Anthony and Pinky unearth truly heartbreaking evidence.
This is the story of the housemate who skipped ahead on a TV show.
Pinky, now we are welcome to the show, my housemate from Yeppoon. Hello, Judas. How are you?
G'day.
Good morning.
What do you have to say for yourself? So, Pinky, we were watching Boy Swallows Universe together. Let me set the scene.
Yeah.
Two episodes in. Last Friday, I think you might have even asked me, what are you going to get up to tonight? I'll probably go home. Watch a TV show with Brendan.
Yeah.
Being Boy Swallows Universe. Now, here I am Friday night waiting at home. All hours... of the night till Brendan gets home from God knows what. And it turns out he'd already skipped ahead to episode 3 of Boy Swallows Universe. So I've put watching it on hold until we get to the bottom of this. Why did you do it, Brendan?
I didn't think you were into it. justified in my head, and I was like, he's not into it, I'll jump the gun.
Well, I understand that, because if someone's not into it, Anthony...
No, but I was loving it.
You know. Oh, where?
When we were watching the show, did you see me reach for my phone once?
To be honest, I was probably being selfish, and in my head, I said he didn't enjoy it.
Did you think about lying to me about whether you'd skipped ahead?
Yes. Yes. Well, I told Anthony I'd only watched episode 3. I've actually watched episode 4.
What? So.
Wow.
Son of a
I'm really shocked, you know, that choice of, like, wanting to enjoy something solo rather than having someone to share it with.
You got to be selfish sometimes, Pinky.
Well, how would you feel if Keely pulled a move like this on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've been in this situation.
Yeah?
The deception is real.
Well, at least...
I felt devastated when I've discovered that the person I'm meant to be watching a show with, like Game of Thrones back in the day, and they've skipped ahead. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's one of the worst betrayals.
It is.
Sorry, I'm a bit rattled. This episode 4 is news to me. You're 2 ahead of me now, huh?
Yeah, it's the trial of the century.
It is.
And so when exactly, can you pinpoint the moment you decided to stab me in the back?
I don't think I can. It was just a...
crime of passion.
Well, it's probably done
before. Yeah, crime of passion. Yeah, guilty.
I feel like we need to clear things up.
We got a guilty admission, by the way.
We have. We need to clear things up moving forward for the two of you, because you are going to continue, I believe, to be housemates. So I've got a co-watching contract. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, right. I've got a co-watching contract drawn up. Would you like me to share that with you two fellas now?
Yeah, I would appreciate if we could lock in.
Are you listening, Brendan? Are you checked in?
I am.
Okay. This is a contract between Anthony and Judas, Brendan, who reside together in Yeppoon. The terms and conditions of this contract are as follows. 1. I will not continue watching the show without the other person present. Otherwise, A, I will forego 1 week of rent payments, or in the event Anthony skips ahead.
Unlikely.
B, I will pay 2 weeks of rent for 1 week of board. 2, I will not begin an episode until my housemate is finished making dinner. 3, I will not go on my phone during the show and force a rewind because I got distracted. 4, I won't talk during the show. Now, repeat after me, Brendan. I accept the terms and conditions of this contract.
I think contracts are made to be broken, Pinky. Wow.
Who says that?
Look at him. He's just not
going to agree. No. I'll agree to it. I'm actually waiting for Anthony to catch up on a couple of reps, and we'll be sweet. But I agree to the contract.
That warms my heart.
Well, that takes us to Anthony. Repeat after me, Anthony. I accept the terms and conditions of this contract.
Get stuffed. No, I also
contract's worth nothing now.
Wow.
I also accept the terms and conditions of the contract. We've done it.
Okay.
We've made up.
You are legally co-watching contractors together.
All right, I'll see you tonight, Happily. Bren. Love you. Bye.
Good stuff. See ya.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.